Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Mr. Roy Samuelson, a top Hollywood voiceover talent who has been heard by billions on television, film, radio, and the internet. Currently, he is one of the leading voices in the area of audio description, enabling the blind and sight impaired the ability to enjoy their favorite film and television programs. There are an estimated 26 million Americans that could potentially benefit from audio description. Mr. Samuelson, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here. I always love talking about audio description. This is going to be fun.
And I think so as well, and looking forward to hearing all the details. So if you would, for starters, tell us how you got started in the voiceover industry. Let's start there today.
Sure. I started in Walt Disney World, Great Movie Ride, which was an attraction that took guests through audio animatronic scenes of movies. And I was both a host with a microphone pointing out all the different things that were happening in the different scenes. It's kind of like live audio description, if you really think about it. And also a gangster that would take over the attraction and then get blown up every 7 minutes. And my experience on that attraction obviously got me used to being on mic and seeing people's reactions with the different things that we were doing. But one of the cool things about that experience was the same show over and over again almost started to get a little repetitive. It was the novelty wore off. It was really exciting to be able to practice and see what I could do differently that did work and make those little slight adjustment tweaks. And that really got my career started.
Such an interesting and an appealing industry, and really appreciate you sharing some of the highlights there. Now, what are some of the national commercial spots in which your voice has been heard? I'm sure the listeners would be curious to know some of that information.
Well, there's been Intel, and currently there's a Toyota commercial that I'm really excited about. There's some other things that I've done as well.
Also, I understand you've done a lot of work for LA's KCRW PBS radio. How does radio voiceover differ from television or film, or are they similar? Get into some of those differences there.
Oh, that's a great question. The neat thing about radio is obviously it's an audio medium. And with television, it's mostly visual. And with my voiceover work in television, it's definitely written for someone to be watching something. So, for example, if someone's reading a magazine and they come across a full-page ad for Colgate toothpaste, the way that the text is written in that ad is likely to be just a shade different than what someone's going to hear on a radio advertisement. And it's very specifically crafted for each of those mediums. And it's really exciting to see how that same brand takes advantage of the different kinds of media, whether it's visual or just audio. So specifically for the KCRW spots, those were mostly promotions, promoting a local museum or the Wallace Annenberg Foundation. Each of those spots were written to time, so it had to be in a certain time frame, and also to give kind of a brushstroke and get the imagination going of the audience through their ears.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your insight here in all regards. Today, we're joined by Roy Samuelson, a top Hollywood voiceover talent who has been heard by billions on television, film, radio, and the internet here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Roy, tell us about this newer and expanding area of voiceover called audio description, in which you are one of the voiceover artists leading the way here.
It's expanding so quickly. Yes. Audio description is specifically made for blind and low vision audiences to be able to get the brushstrokes of the visuals of a movie or TV show. Those are the two mediums that I'm focusing on. And you can imagine watching a sports game and having that experience, let's say, in the stadium. But if you're listening to the radio and the announcer is given the play-by-play of that same sports experience, it kind of gives the, okay, here's what's happening next. Here's the next thing that happens. And it's basically giving the plot of the game. It's very similar to audio description in that it gives the a blind audience member the ability to get the sense of what's happening visually in the scene.
Such an awesome option, and I really appreciate what you're doing here in this space through audio description. What are some of the titles of the films and television series that you are lending your voice to in terms of audio description?
Just started up NCIS for CBS. There's also Criminal Minds on CBS. I'm the voice of on CBS All Access Star Trek Discovery for audio description. And there's Hobbs and Shaw this year came out. I'm also happy with Glass, which is the third sequel in M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable series. And Spider-Man Far From Home was sure a joy to work on.
Well, you're certainly making it happen, and quite impressive here in your background and what you're in the impact that you're having through audio description. Now, voiceover is one of the toughest areas of the entertainment industry. What advice would you give to a young voiceover actor looking to get into the business?
There's so many resources that are available online that it can get overwhelming. I think that if someone were to specifically focus on what kind of voiceover that they're most passionate and most excited about, that drive helps create the habit, the discipline to keep going and find out more. And I think that one of the things that I've enjoyed in my career is competing against myself, in the sense that I'm always trying to do just a little bit better. I'm not aiming to be to make huge leaps, but just to take a little step here and a little step there, and those little steps exponentially grow. The other thing I definitely suggest is finding a mentor, someone who is doing what, you mentioned someone who's an aspiring voice artist. If an aspiring voice artist were to find someone doing what they aspire to do, there's a good chance that she might be able to find out more about the career that she might not have known, or she might be able to confirm a lot of suspicions that she already had. Regardless, it's one personal experience that they can have with someone just to get a sense of what's happening.
Well, we certainly appreciate the advice there coming from you. That certainly is golden, and I really appreciate the time spent with us here today in covering audio description as well. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or to be in contact, where's the best place to get further details?
I'm online on Twitter at Roy Samuelson. There's Facebook, Roy Samuelson Biz. Also have a website, Roy Samuelson. And if people are specifically interested in audio description, the Audio Description Project, ADP, is an incredible resource. It's a part of the if you Google Audio Description Project, you'll be able to find it. There's also a Facebook group called Audio Description Discussion, and it's a really lively conversation with blind audience members, other narrators like myself, some writers, describers, and it's exciting to see all the great changes that are coming.
Again, Mr. Samuelson, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Roy Samuelson, a top Hollywood voiceover talent who has been heard by billions on television, film, radio, and the internet. And for all the details, visit roysamuelson.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.